I remember the morning I realized my charming backyard setup was literally falling apart. It started with a single flooded garden bed and ended with me standing knee-deep in mud, trying to figure out why my simple systems were suddenly failing. We all start small. We start with a few pots or a couple of hens, and it feels easy. But there is a hidden line that every homesteader eventually crosses. It is the moment where your hobby grows into a system that requires real infrastructure. When your backyard stops scaling, it is not a sign of failure. It is actually a sign of success. It means you have outgrown your beginnings. However, if you do not adapt your methods, you will quickly find yourself overwhelmed and exhausted. Self-reliance is about being capable, and that means knowing when to stop patching leaks and start building for the future. Today, I am going to show you how to recognize that tipping point and what to do next. The breaking point of the small scale. I used to think that doing things by hand was the only way to stay connected to my land. I spent hours hauling 5-gallon buckets of water and hand-turning small compost piles. It felt like honest work. But as I added more garden beds and increased my flock size, the workload did not just grow, it shifted. I noticed that my soil was becoming compacted in the high-traffic areas near the coop. My water barrels were overflowing during every storm because the small gutters could not handle the volume of the new shed roof. Even my plants started showing signs of nutrient lockout because I was trying to push too much production out of too little space. The why factor, the importance of recognition. Understanding the scope of your system is the foundation of capability. If you do not recognize when a system has reached its physical limit, you will waste energy fighting nature instead of working with it. Scaling up is not just about doing more. It is about doing things differently so that your homestead remains a source of life rather than a source of stress. Recognizing the tipping point early saves your back, your wallet, and your sanity. The scope of growth. In the beginning, a single rain barrel is plenty for a few tomato plants. But when you move to a quarter acre of production, that barrel becomes a liability. The same applies to livestock. 2 goats are a joy. 10 goats are a demolition crew. The scope of your homestead must be defined by your ability to manage the outputs. If you see signs of homestead fatigue, like stunted growth in crops or constant equipment breakage, you have hit the wall. You are no longer scaling. You are just struggling. You have to evaluate the square footage versus the demand. Soil can only take so much foot traffic before the pore space collapses, leading to runoff and poor drainage. This compaction is a silent killer of backyard productivity. Safety and codes. When systems stop scaling, the first thing to go is usually safety. I found myself taking shortcuts, like using a ladder that was too short, or trying to lift heavy feed bags by hand instead of using a cart. This is where accidents happen. You must respect the weight and the pressure of a larger system. Check your local codes for livestock density. Overcrowding animals is not just a management issue. It is a legal and ethical boundary that protects the health of your neighborhood and your soil. Local ordinances often dictate how many head of livestock are allowed per acre for a reason. Ignoring these doesn't make you more self-reliant, it makes you a liability to your community. Identifying the fixes, the first fix is a visual audit. Walk your property and look for the scars. These are the muddy paths that never dry out, or the fences that are constantly leaning. These are your indicators. If you are spending more than 30 minutes a day just on basic watering or feeding, it is time to look at your tools. Small tools are for small jobs. When you move to a larger scale, you need materials that can handle the load. You might need to pivot from manual watering to a manifold system. You might need to transition from small batch composting to a multi-bay system that allows for tractor or heavy cart access. Care and observation. A scaling system requires a different kind of care. You move from spot checking to system monitoring. Instead of looking at one plant, you look at the whole row. You begin to monitor the flow of energy through the yard. Self-reliance means having the wisdom to admit when a system is broken. It is about building a homestead that can sustain itself and you for the long haul. Keep a log of your inputs. If the amount of nitrogen you are adding isn't resulting in a proportional yield, your system has locked out. It is full. It is time to expand the footprint or reduce the density. The first step to growing bigger is admitting you have outgrown where you are right now. Upgrading the backbone. When I finally accepted that my backyard was no longer a hobby garden, I had to face my fence line. I had used light-duty poultry netting for years, but as I moved toward larger breeds and more active rotations, the netting was a joke. I watched a determined goat walk right through a section I had just repaired. That was my wake-up call. Infrastructure is the skeleton of your homestead. If the skeleton is weak, the whole body fails. I had to stop thinking about temporary fixes and start thinking about permanent solutions. The Y factor, built-to-last infrastructure, is what allows you to step away from the homestead without everything collapsing. Reliable fencing and irrigation systems are the silent workers that keep your animals safe and your crops hydrated. Without these, you are tied to the land in an unhealthy way. Building for scale is an investment in your future freedom and your physical safety. If you don't build it to handle the maximum projected load, you are just building a future failure. Tools and materials. Moving up requires a shift in materials. I replaced the plastic bird netting with heavy gauge woven wire. I traded the garden hose for a dedicated gravity-fed irrigation line using 1-inch HDPE pipe. These materials are harder to install initially, but they do not fail when the sun gets hot or the wind picks up. You need tools that leverage your strength. A heavy-duty garden cart with pneumatic tires will save your back more than any hacks ever will. When you scale, you move into the world of T-posts, corner braces, and high tensile wire. You move toward pressure-treated lumber that meets local building codes for ground contact. Steps to scale. The first step is mapping your flow. Where does the water need to go? Where do the animals move? I redesigned my layout to include a central hub where my water and feed are stored. This reduced my daily footsteps by half. Next, I focused on the water. I moved from barrels to a 1,000-gallon cistern. This required a concrete pad and proper overflow plumbing. It was a big job, but it changed everything. I no longer worried about a week without rain because the infrastructure was built to handle the gap. For the fencing, I utilized a perimeter and alleyway system. This allows for rotational grazing, which prevents the soil compaction I struggled with in the past. Checks and fixes safety is paramount when you are working with larger infrastructure. When I installed the new pressure lines, I had to ensure I was using the right valves to prevent backflow into my domestic water. Always check your connections under pressure before burying lines. If a fence post is wobbly, do not just pile rocks around it. Pull it out and reset it with proper bracing. A scaled system multiplies the consequences of a mistake. A small leak in a barrel is a puddle. A failure in a cistern is a flood. Use a level, use a string line. Precision at this stage prevents a collapse at the next stage. Care of the build infrastructure requires a seasonal maintenance schedule. I check my fence tension every spring and fall. I flush the irrigation lines before the first frost. This is how you maintain capability. You don't wait for things to break. You care for them so they never have the chance to fail. Your homestead should be a fortress of self-reliance, not a house of cards. Greasing hinges, checking for wire fatigue, and clearing debris from drainage swales are the quiet chores that keep a scaled system running. If you build it right the first time, you only have to build it once. The rhythm of a scaled system. The biggest surprise for me wasn't the physical labor of scaling up, it was the mental shift. When you have a small backyard setup, you can keep the schedule in your head. When the system grows, you need a management plan. I found myself forgetting when I last turned the compost or which bed was due for a cover crop. I had to move from being a worker to being a manager. This meant automating the boring stuff so I could focus on the high-level tasks that actually require a human touch. The Y factor. Sustainable self-reliance. Self-reliance is not about working yourself to death. It is about creating a system that provides for you efficiently. If your homestead takes up every waking second of your day, you haven't built a life of freedom. You have built a job you can't quit. Managing your waste streams and your time is the final step in becoming truly capable on your land. A well-managed system is a resilient system. It can withstand a period of neglect because the core processes are sound. Bulk systems and waste at scale, you stop buying by the bag and start buying by the yard. I had to designate a specific area for bulk compost and mulch delivery. This required clearing a space that a delivery truck could actually reach without getting stuck. I also had to rethink my waste. The kitchen scraps from a family of four are not enough to fuel a large-scale composting system. I had to look for external inputs like local brewery grains or wood chips from tree services. Integrating these waste streams turned my homestead into a closed loop. I stopped seeing trash and started seeing fuel for my soil. Steps to management. I started with the simple things. Battery-operated hose timers were a game-changer for my orchard. I moved to automatic poultry doors so I didn't have to be home at exactly dusk every night. These small bits of technology do not make you less self-reliant. They make you more efficient. They allow you to scale your impact without scaling your stress. The how is simple. Identify any task you do every single day and ask if a machine or a better design could do it for you. create a calendar, map out your rotations 6 months in advance. When the system is larger, you cannot make decisions on the fly without risking a bottleneck. Checks and fixes. The most common fix in a managed system is the time audit. If a specific chore is taking longer than it used to, it is usually because a tool is dull or a path is blocked. I keep a sharpener in my pocket for my pruners, and I keep my walkways clear of debris. Efficiency is the enemy of failure. If you find yourself skipping chores because they are too hard, that is your signal that the management system needs a fix. Maybe the feed bin needs to be closer to the coop, or the compost pile needs to be closer to the garden. Small adjustments in logistics pay huge dividends in energy. Long-term care. The final part of the field guide is the care of the self. You are the most important piece of equipment on the homestead. To scale successfully, you must manage your own energy. This means taking breaks and celebrating the wins. When I look out at my scaled backyard, I don't just see work. I see a system that I built with my own hands that can now provide for me with minimal interference. That is the ultimate goal of the homesteader. Capability is as much about mental endurance as it is physical strength. Success is not measured by how hard you work, but by how well your systems work for you.